Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Katholena. The Interministerial Central Team conducted an on-the-spot assessment in the wake of floods and landslides in Nagaland coast by the monsoon. The team was led by Joint Secretary Ministry of Home Affairs, Gaya Prasad. The team was assisted by District Disaster Management Authority and Deputy Commissioner Samukedima, Paul and John. The team visited the Chedukru Range, National Highway 29, Samukedima, Sitikebasa, and Sovima. During the inspection, Sovima Village landslide-affected areas submitted a representation to prevent further deterioration and ensure safety. The representation included construction of retaining walls, reconstruction and strengthening of drainage systems, rebuilding of traditional well footpaths, and access structures. The Department of Higher Education Nagaland has extended the online verification timeline for the post-matric scholarship for ST students of Nagaland via the National Scholarship Portal for the academic session 2025-26. It informed that for both fresh and renewal, completion of verification by the institutes as well as correction of defective appliances by the students and institutes should be done by 20th December. The department further stated that completion of verification by the state should be completed by 31st January 2026. Union Corporation Minister Amit Shah has said that National Cooperative Development Corporation, NCDC, has emerged as a strong medium for empowering cooperatives and providing them financial assistance. The Union Minister made these remarks while addressing the 92nd General Council meeting of the NCDC in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah emphasized the need to promote the circular economy in the sugar mills and dairy sector, which will directly benefit farmers. He highlighted NCDC's significant role in launching the country's first cooperative taxi service, which will greatly benefit drivers. The Union Minister added that the new multi-state cooperative society has been registered and driver enrollment along with technological development is under progress. Development of Northeastern Region Donor Minister Jyoti Raditya M. Sindhya participated in two high-level task force meetings in New Delhi yesterday. These meetings were focused on developing high-performance sports in the Northeast. During the sports development meeting, Mr. Sindhya said that proposals for sports development must follow a 60-40 model with 60% focus on human resource development such as world-class coaching, talent scouting and technology-enabled training and 40% on infrastructure. The Union Minister asked all Northeastern states to prepare a comprehensive sports calendar for educational institutions, including interstate exhibitions, competitions, and exchange programs. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, is all set to begin in Goa today. The remarkable event promises to be a grand celebration of global cinema. Over 240 films from 81 countries will be screened during the 9-day mega event. Japan is featured as the country of focus. Goa's Chief Minister, Dr. Pramod Sawant, inspected the venue last evening, ensuring everything is in order for the event. He will inaugurate the Waves Film Bazaar around 11 a.m. hours before the festival opens with a grand parade.
The wait is finally over. As the curtains part on IFFI 2025, the city of Goa has transformed into a canvas of cinematic dreams. IFFI 2025 is all set to enthrall all cinephiles from across the globe. The Waves Film Bazaar, India's premier film market offering co-production opportunities and networking, will be inaugurated by Chief Minister Pramod Sawant today before the grand parade. The air is alive with anticipation as the who's who of the film fraternity gather to witness the inauguration of this grand spectacle. The stars shine bright, the lights twinkle, and the city is set ablaze with the fire of artistic expression. As the curtains rise, the world is invited to join the journey, to revel in the magic of film, and to experience the wonder of IFFI 2025. With its rich cultural heritage and stunning beaches, Goa is the perfect host for this cinematic extravaganza. This is Saira Mushtapa, Akashvani News, Goa.
And Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Johannesburg, South Africa from November 21st to 23rd to attend the 20th G20 Leaders Summit. This will be the fourth consecutive G20 summit held in the Global South. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that at the summit, the Prime Minister will put forth India's perspectives on the G20 agenda. Prime Minister is expected to speak in all three sessions of the summit. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.